Connecting the dots, rising consumer prices, and deepening debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll talk about this week's two big economic stories, inflation and debt. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow's up 15 points at 12,333. The NASDAQ up about 0.5%, and the S&P 500 down about 1/100. Excuse me, the NASDAQ is up about 0.05%, and the S&P 500 is down about 0.01%. Well, Campbell Soup has reported an 8% profit drop in the last quarter. The company says Americans are buying fewer microwavable soups, but we really do seem to be into those canned chunky soups, double-digit growth on that front. Now let's get to the two big economic issues of the week, inflation and debt. The government said this week that consumer prices here in the U.S. rose by almost 0.5% in January. China said inflation was up 5% last month, and the U.K. said prices rose 4% last month. Dan Cook is CEO of IG Markets, and he joins me live in the studio here in New York. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So is this inflation we're hearing about this week, is this a cause for concern, do you think?
I think it is a cause for concern. It's not so much the level that the inflation is at, but the rate at which it's climbing, at least here in the United States. Places like China, they've been taking measures to try to stem that, but rising prices, definitely when we're trying to, you know, get the teeth into our economic recovery, is definitely a concern.
And one of the big things that is causing the core rate to rise is that gas prices are going up, and this is something that a lot of economists look at, and they say this is the sort of thing that could stifle a recovery. Do you come down on that, thinking that gas prices going up could stop our recovery in its tracks?
Well, certainly gas prices, oil prices more specifically. As they climb, I mean, we look at everything. It impacts everyone, the consumer, the gas pump, the manufacturers is a huge concern. We've seen a good recovery, or at least more stabilization in manufacturing. But if oil prices start to go to $110, $120 a barrel, it definitely hurts the recovery.
All right, let's talk about the other big issue this week, debt. The European debt crisis is flaring up again today, and there are protesters in Wisconsin and all over the country. Governors and states are trying to deal with big problems with debt. Should we be worried about that?
It is a really tough situation. And I often joke with our European economists. They say, well, yeah, we've got Portugal and Ireland, but you guys have California and Illinois. It is a tough situation, and one that when you don't have the recovery behind it, makes it even a little bit more perilous. And so it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Do you think that Americans are going to be ready to accept the kinds of cuts that politicians say are going to be needed?
Well, I think our hearts would be into it, and we could see that, but I think it's going to be a much more difficult road than what we even guess right now.
Dan Cook, CEO of IG Markets, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Well, after announcing plans to merge, the New York Stock Exchange and the German market now have a much trickier problem, coming up with a name for the joint trading floor. Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, joins us now from London with more on this story. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So why has the name become such a big problem?
There are national sensitivities here. After all, a German company is taking over an iconic American institution. By rights, it should be a German name, but perhaps a non-threatening, unnationalistic, culturally acceptable German name. One jokey suggestion I've seen so far was Stocktoberfest, but economist Andrew Hilton thinks it should perhaps be a little more classical.
I would suggest that you simply choose as the holding company name the name of a good German. Find a good German. Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Goethe, something like that. Write it in capital letters. Bach would be very nice because it would be very short, and call the exchange Bach.
Oh, yeah, Bach. That'll go over really well on Wall Street, Stephen.
Indeed. And the senior Democrat senator for New York has already said, Charles Schumer, has made it clear that New York has got to be in the name, right, and it's got to be first. This is obviously going to be a major headache for the two companies. So they've turned to social media like Facebook for help. They've thrown the search for a new name open to the social networks for brainstorming by their employees, much cheaper than using a brand consultant.
Well, let's see what ideas get written on their wall. Stephen Beard, our Marketplace Europe correspondent, thanks so much.
Okay, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by reputation.com, protecting and improving your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. Reputation Defender is now reputation.com.
Quick correction, I said a moment ago that gas prices are part of what we call the core inflation rate. They are not. Well, the NBA All-Star Game is this weekend, but the real matchup will be off the court. We've reported on the labor talks going on in professional football, but as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us, the negotiations going on between players and owners in pro basketball may be even more intense.
On the one side, you've got players like LeBron James. He's sitting on a $110 million contract. On the other, you've got the NBA teams, which reportedly took in around $4 billion last year. Sports economist Alan Sanderson looks at it this way.
There are two pigs, there's one trough. It's just how fast can you eat?
And the league is saying players are eating too much. The NBA says owners stand to lose $350 million this year. Owners want to cut player salaries and benefits by about a third. David Barry is an economist at Southern Utah University.
The owners have taken what I would think is a fairly radical position.
Barry blames the economic downturn for team losses. The players also question the league's accounting and aren't eager to take a pay cut.
I just find it hard to believe we're going to reach some kind of an agreement. I think they're probably going to have to stop the games.
The league's current contract with players expires at the end of June. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, of course, no one can replace Oprah. But in Chicago, two people will try. Local TV reporters Ryan Chiaverini and Valerie Warner are taking Oprah's time slot after the last Oprah Winfrey show airs in May. Let's hope they have good taste in books. And allow me to be the first to predict a sticky situation when these two anchors discover they're not making quite as much money as their predecessor. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
We're all living such increasingly digital lives. What do you suppose happens when we just pull the plug?
I have not been using the internet for email, for Facebook, for sharing photos.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, getting by getting offline. Next time on Marketplace, the rest of the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.